Social Development Minister Lindiwe Zulu outlined to the South African Human Rights Commission findings on how the most vulnerable were affected by the unrest. The SA Human Rights Commission is conducting an inquiry into the looting and destruction of businesses in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Several community organizations and high-profile people have testified before the commission. Zulu presented findings of how the most vulnerable were affected by the riots.
Data from the initial assessments provide empirical evidence on the increased vulnerability of children and households that were affected by the July unrest in KZN. This finding highlighted the following: food insecurity, economic well-being, and childcare and protection have significantly deteriorated due to the violence. Long-term effect of these negative impacts of the violence has the potential to further worsen other areas as well if these are not attended to urgently. Increased risk of malnutrition as well as negative impact on psychosocial well-being and health of children. Concern on child protection and increased risk of violence, abuse and neglect.
The minister says her department did not sit with folded arms during the period of the unrest.
SASSA in KwaZulu-Natal issued food vouchers to 5,518 destitute families to the value of 3.862 million, benefiting more than 16,554 individuals per family. The 22 families affected by death in Phoenix and Inanda received food vouchers totaling 15,400, whilst the 28 families affected by fire in Northgate in Pietermaritzburg were assisted with food vouchers.
In the first week of the inquiry, the Pietermaritzburg and Midlands Chamber of Business CEO Melanie Venice told the commission of the severe impact of the unrest.
It was completely devastating to see the wanton destruction. It wasn't just about looting. It was about destroying everything, the machinery. It was heartbreaking. And to see the destruction of life, I walked past young people's bodies on the road. It was terrible. It's something that I don't ever want to think could happen in our country again. And I think the economic impact is massive. The fact that it's going to affect so many people's lives. But I think the trust deficit that remains is going to cost our country for a very long time. It's going to cost our city and our province and our country.
More weaknesses will appear until Friday. For Times Live Podcast, Tambulelano Nyukela.